Mutton FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Yes, and it's our man at the movies this week, Collie. How are things, Collie?
Great. Hello from beautiful Bundoran. How are we all doing up there?
Well, it must have been lovely today. It was a lovely, really sunny day. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, it was nice if you're the sort of person who'd hadn't timed their walk for this morning and got soaked. And then when the sun actually came out, went, in the afternoon. I just can't be bothered to go out again. But, you know, we're getting by. We're
anyway, you're looking well anyway after that. And we're on Zoom again. We got the Zoom working, so I can see you. You can see me. It's great. And, of course, I can see you haven't shaved either. Anyway, no, never mind. Tell me, movies this week. You've got a couple of, interesting ones. You've one for the kids anyway. I see
We've one for the younger kids. Actually, they're all for the kids, just different stages of kids. So, and Shamie, don't take this the wrong way. Right. I'm not sure this is your week. I'm not saying that you're not young at heart, but I think this is more a young adult. But last week, you know, there was two movies right up your street.
You did very well.
Did you watch them?
I did. I watched News of the World and Tom Hanks. Absolutely. Really enjoyed it. Really well made. Very well made and highly recommended.
Yeah, classic Western, and even Greenland.
Yeah,
you had a bit of a laugh watching. Yeah,
I did. I really enjoyed it. I was saying we can actually act a wee bit that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the joy of Zoom, you see, that the listeners won't know is that I could see your face last week as I was saying this is really good, and you were going, Jared Butler, I don't think so. So I thought I'd be honest with you this week and say maybe they're not for you, but I think there's lots of people the movies are for. So we'll start with Dragon Rider. We're going to switch it around a bit.
Yeah.
And start with the one for the little kids, because sometimes we leave that to the last minute. And this is a lovely story from Germany, and I think we've got a little clip.
Long ago, humans and dragons lived in perfect harmony. Varin led the dragons to the rim of heaven when they were in retreat.
Madam! Samosa! Who's hungry?
I'm trying to be mystical.
Oh, always takes so long telling the story. Dragons were locked away. Nobody knows where they are. Job done.
Go away, Deepak.
I'll eat it myself.
It was an arranged marriage.
We find the rim of heaven, come back, and lead everyone to safety.
That's insane! You've never been outside the valley.
Inspired by Cornelia Funke's best-selling book.
We need to move fast.
Climb aboard, Dragon Rider.
You're a fake. You're a phony.
Guys.
Was that?
My pants. Yes.
I see you looking at me on the screen going, what's wrong?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the right clip.
It's not. I'm sorry.
No. I wasn't going to let light in or daylight in on the magic there. I was going to just bluff my way through. But anyway, this is a lovely little cute movie about a lost dragon. All the dragons, the dragons have grown up with the humans. They're hiding away. You know, it's not the most original story. It's another one of magical creatures see the humans coming. They hide away and they have to find a new place to live. And they all have to make friends along the way, and they find a young boy who's been orphaned and he decides to help them. And I watched this afternoon, and it's on Sky Cinema, so it's a download. It's like $5.99 or so on. But it'd be very good for sort of 6 to 10-year-olds. It's very sweet. It's no How to Train Your Dragon, but I'm sure mums and dads there, they've watched everything. They've watched all, they've seen the repeats on Disney Plus. They've seen the repeats of everything. Just that they fancy something new. This is very safe, friendly, and it's very cute. And I quite enjoyed it. And I'm a cynical owl hack.
All right, sorry about playing the wrong clip.
I think there's a Dragon Riders and a Dragon Rider. So we'll move on.
Sorry about
that. We'll go right. Let's go to my backdrop today, which is School's Out Forever. And again, what's one of the good things about doing all these movies from Sky Cinema and Amazon, rather than having the big cinema releases, is I don't know that much about them. And this one, all I knew was a young adult movie about something bad happens to a private school. So I put this on without knowing, and I was hooked. So it's another one of these young adult ones where there's a sorry to mention the P word, but there's a pandemic. Nearly everyone in the world is wiped out. There's not zombies or anything like that, but there's only a little bit of humanity left. And, you know, there's only so many resources and people are going to row for them. And this starts off very funny. It starts a young chap called, I think his name's Oliver, and he plays Lee Keegan, who is the working class kid who gets a scholarship to the school. And he kind of rubs people up the wrong way. But when the disaster happens, there's only one safe place for him to go, and it's back to this private school with all the toffs. and suddenly the forces of evil are sort of gathering outside. It starts off, as I said, very Shaun of the Dead, very, very funny. Actually, there's a great thing about parish councils, and this is before the famous Zoom thing.
Right.
So it really made me laugh. And then it goes quite dark, quite Lord of the Flies. It's quite, and I mean this as a compliment, nasty horror at the end. I was absolutely hooked. It's usually, I think if I'd known how nasty it was going to be, I mightn't have started watching it, but I thought this was brilliant. And it was one of these things I always read critics saying about watching an early movie by a director going, these are going to go on to big things. But that's how I felt watching it. Big thumbs up for anyone who likes something a bit grisly this weekend. Mm. Really loved it.
Come here, it's a UK, yeah. English movie, yeah.
It's an English movie, and I think it's a relatively famous series of books for like 15 or like sort of 12 to 16 year olds. So it is, it'd be quite well known. I think it would have got a good cinema release. So hopefully people will catch up with it on Sky Cinema. On Amazon, another young adult one. This one is much more sweet and romantic, and it's called, will we get this right?
Oh, here we go.
Get this right off air. The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. Did I get it right this time?
We'll
call it the perfect map.
What
of tiny
a title
things.
For a film, like.
What yeah. a title for a film. It is quite a tongue twister, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, like a couple of movies, it starts off with the exact same premise as Groundhog Day. A guy, in this case, a young man, he's living the same life day every day, except this time we see him, he's already in the middle of it. You know, it doesn't start. He wakes up and he tells us that this has been happened to him for a long time. But it's, it takes the same idea, but goes in a very different direction. Last year, we talked about a movie called Happy Death Day that did the same thing, except that went into the horror movie. But this is very much the teen romantic comedy. And he muddles through trying to do some okay things, but just being bored. There's a girl he fancies and he's wondering, kind of like Bill Murray, can he learn enough about her to trick it? And suddenly another girl walks in unexpected and he realizes this thing has never happened before. I've never seen her before, which means she's also living the same day.
Oh,
and
right.
And they get together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what they decide to do is there's all these little perfect moments throughout a day that people don't notice. But because they're living the same day again and again, they decide to make a map of all the tiny perfect things. So they can go and find out what's the best thing happening in their town that day, in every moment, in every idea. And it's a lovely idea that around us all the time, especially in times like this, when everything seems to go wrong, there's little lovely things happening all around us, if only we'd notice. So it's very sweet, very romantic. Again, you know, it is a teen market. It's a little corny, but in a good way. And I really enjoyed this. And again, just like School's Out Forever, I knew really nothing about it. And I was watching about 15 minutes and, you know, living on your own, I'm now talking to myself all the time.
Okay.
And I actually said out loud, going, oh, this is quite good. And then I, you know, when I switched it off at the end, I went, oh, that's very sweet, actually. And it's on Amazon. So anybody with Amazon Prime will have that automatically for free. So
yeah, I was having a look.
I definitely thumbs up.
Yeah, I had a look at the clip and I kind of, the clip dragged me in even. I thought it would.
It's
quite funny. Is it quite funny?
It's quite funny. It's really well done. It's really well acted. And it's one of those, you just go, look, go with it. They're stuck in the same day. Yes, it's the same idea as Groundhog Day, but it's not the same movie as Groundhog Day. Jamie, do we have any time left?
We have, like, yeah, we have a good minute there, yeah. A minute.
Okay, can I just quick mention for as well?
Yeah.
The Britney Spears documentary has just opened on Sky Documentaries and it broke all records for Sky Documentaries yesterday. So I watched it. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't seen
I'm
it
sure
yet.
You've
no.
heard about it. It's called Framing Britney Spears. Now, as a movie, I thought the start of it where they show what happened to her in the past and, you know, kind of what we're all guilty of how Britney Spears was treated, is very good. The stuff in the present, I thought was a bit tabloidy, but it really is an eye-opener. It's well worth the watch. And it really reminded me of the Amy Winehouse documentary. There's a scene in it of people making jokes about her having problems. And it all seemed really funny at the time. And you look back now and go, that was just quite mean, actually. I'm watching the Britney Spears stuff, and I'm sure I was watching Jay Leno and David Letterman and people like that at the time, and you go, that's all good fun. And you watch it again and go, you know what? Maybe we got to start being a bit nicer to people. I think it's really interesting because, let's face it, this story is going to happen again with Britney Spears. there will be another new star who gets treated the same. And I think it's well worth the watch. And I know lots of people I see on Twitter were looking around because it was an American show, wondering if it was on over here. And now it's on Sky Documentaries. So anybody with Sky can just watch it anytime. And I think that's free as well.
All right, Collie. Like, that's our man at the movies this week. The big movies this week. The map of tiny perfect things. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be saying that quick. School's Out Forever. Great title. I tell you, if you're a student, that's your title, isn't it? You'd love that. School's Out Forever.
And you're going to love it because the teachers don't end well in this one.
All right, okay. Don't give it away. And Dragon Rider in there as well. There are big movies this week. Collie, you'll be back next Thursday. Have a good week at the movies. We'll talk to you then.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.